Told you once, now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now the way I feel, here's my advice. Now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now tell you twice.
You're listening to God's gift through His word with Tanika Drake. Yeah, that's right.
You are listening to the God gift through His word with Tanika Drake. This is your friend and former media broadcasting entrepreneur in podcasting, Joby D, and you are here, and she will be back right after this message. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is Tanika Drake from God's Gift Through His Word. If you find yourself in an abusive or toxic relationship, please call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE, S-A-F-E, the numerics to that, 7233. It is never okay to be hurt. So call them today and let them assist you in your local area. God bless.
Happy Monday to you. I hope you've had a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed it with your family and your friends. Dear hearts, it's going to be a great day. So I wanted to share today. I'm going to share, of course, some scripture, but I wanted to also share and remind myself and also to the listeners why this podcast was truly started. There were actually two reasons. I only talk about the one, but there was always a second reason as to why I started this particular podcast. The first one, of course, was for accountability, that I would be in my word some way, somehow, sharing a message and reading scripture. So I wanted to make sure I was doing that every day. And also, I wanted to also use this platform to also share about intimate partner violence, also known as domestic violence or domestic abuse. So I wanted to share that because that's very important right now. And of course, I'm yet facing some of the leftovers of that, which I definitely want to share because it's just very important that we do. And I ended up using the domestic violence hotline that I give out to everyone, not because I was in danger, but I just wanted to find out if there's some other things I could do. So I'm going to be sharing some of that with you all as well, because it's always good to have resources, and it's always important that we know what's available to us, because without certain things we can't do anything. So my people perish for lack of knowledge, and that is in every area of our lives. So without further ado, let's go ahead and pray. I'll get into this message and then we'll talk a little bit about DV today. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this brand new day, Lord, a time to come together and share a little bit of your word with these, your people. Lord, I thank you for the authority that you've given to the government that you have established. Lord God, help us to just know, Lord, you have put people in positions and places, Lord, for your establishment and for our good. So Lord, I just thank you for the teachers that are teaching on distance learning, Lord God. And as LAUSD wants to reopen, Lord, I just pray for safety and protection and reopening of the schools, and Lord, that everything would work out, Lord. And I'm also praying, Lord, for the young lady who had to go to the hospital. Lord, I pray that the delivery was successful and that she had made it through and that her child made it through. Lord, delivery is such a hard thing on a woman's body. So Lord, I'm praying for her that she would come through and have recovery, Lord. If it be your will, Lord, I pray for her that she made it through that childbirth, Lord God, with her life. Lord, I am also praying, Lord, for all those who are finding themselves right now in this pandemic, and not just the COVID, but the invisible pandemic of domestic violence that has roamed and raged the world in its entirety. And Lord, I'm just praying for those who are dealing with it right now, Lord, that you would help them to open their eyes and their hearts and give them the wisdom and the way to leave, Lord God, and help them to find a way out of their situation, Lord, as you did with me. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity. I thank you, Lord, that I'm here. And Lord, I thank you that you've blessed me to see another day. In the name of your son, Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right. So I had a different plan for today, but apparently that plan is not the plan. I had a different scripture, but we'll go with Romans. I was going to be in 1 John, but we'll go with Romans. I will be in Romans 12. Verses 17 through 21. And it says, "Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, 'It is mine to avenge. I will repay,' says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Thank you, Lord, for the reading, the listening, and always, Lord, the doing of your holy and righteous word. So you guys know I do my best to be transparent. I don't put my business, as it were, as people say, put my business out there in the street. However, there are parts of my life that are not hidden. And what that means is some of my life is already out there online. So I can't hide everything. And there are other parts that I've already shared publicly and people already know. So this part about domestic violence is nothing new to anybody. However, what is new is finding out a different side of DV for myself. Not that I haven't known about what it takes to leave. I figure that out. And not that I know you have to be very careful about not telling about when you're leaving. But apparently, I'm still yet pushing through the rest of this. So the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, the NCADV, it says on the website, "On average, nearly 20 people per minute are physically abused by an intimate partner in the United States. During 1 year, this equates to more than 10 million women and men." Now, when I read this scripture, there was a part that in verse 19, and it says, "Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, 'It is mine to avenge, I will repay.'" How many times have we found ourselves wanting to take vengeance into our own hands because people, or we believe the system wasn't working, so we decided that we want to take matters into our own hands and fix it and handle it. However, we find that when we really try to do anything like that and take revenge, we end up messing things up even more and coming up with plans that really backfire, or they don't come out the way they're supposed to, because there's some kind of revenge that's involved that's not for us to have and to take, because we're not good at having revenge. We're not going to do it right. So let the Lord have revenge and have his wrath be put on whatever situation or whomever, let God deal with that person. So I brought this up because last week, my son, like I had expressed, was being very brave to share what he had seen between his mother and father some years ago, with, of course, me being choked, which is strangulation, which is the highest, deadliest form of domestic violence, which I knew it was deadly. I just didn't know it was the highest one. So there are other forms that are deadly, but the one that I was facing was a little bit more so. So that might be why sometimes my voice has frogs and all this other stuff. So I have to make sure I check on my throat very often and make sure that there's nothing going on. So I wanted to share this today because it is very important that I don't stay silent, and I'm not going to stay silent after going through years and years and years of abuse that I still yet want to be silent. This is not a form of vindictiveness. I'm not doing this for revenge. I am doing this to share and impart to you that even though you've come out of a domestically violent situation, it's not always finished. There's always something else unless there's something handled. So I call the domestic violence hotline. Sidebar, if you need help and you don't know where to go and you would like some resources, reach out to Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE, S-A-F-E, and the numerics to that, 7233. They will have, of course, some assistance and some programs and some different types of things that they can assist you with in your local area or nationally. Well, after I talked to the representative that was working the line, she was telling me how dangerous my situation had been. And I was kind of nonchalantly listening because, like, I did my part. I already left. I did all that stuff. And then she said, there's two times in the abuser's life, which I always am learning. Okay, I'm always learning more about domestic violence, which I have no problem in learning about it because I want to be safe. I want to keep myself safe and keep my kids safe. It's not a thing about fear. I just want to do my part to be proactive. So she was stating that there are two ways in an abuser's life where they will become more aggressive. The one is love bombing, where they can shower you with all types of love, be warm and fuzzy, and maybe even gifts, and just shower you with tons and tons of love. That's called love bombing. The second type of way that abuser can react is just escalate out of rage, out of anger. And that's what that person will do. They don't want to love bomb you. They don't want to do any of that. They just want to get back to business of figuring out a way to take you out because they didn't finish. Sometimes it's a matter of they didn't conclude. And I figured that I was good. And I told the young representative that I had been divorced now this year for 1 year. Well, that of course made the ex unhappy. And in just some light words, made him very unhappy. And she said, because you have left, you caught him off guard. So now he's angry because why? He's lost that control. He's lost that control over you. And he doesn't like that. So the power and control wheel, I hope you guys will look that up one day too, because I've talked about that before. But the power control wheel is very important to know, and know how the manipulative tactics that an abuser will use, they're on that power and control wheel. And they are very, very intentional about what they're doing. But when the rage is going on, it's not the same. So after I was listening to this, I found that I need to do something. I need to do something. And a gentleman, I don't know, you know, God doesn't make anything happen by accident. Everything happens for a reason. A gentleman was telling me about a friend of his that was dating someone who had just come out of a domestically violent situation. And he was going to his car, and as they were outside, her ex had pulled up, and she cried out, "Oh no." And he looked up and he knew it was the ex, and the ex shot him twice. And he survived, but that was very dangerous because he wanted to get through the gentleman to get to her. and finish what he was going to do. And there have been many stories that I've heard this, and I had taken a chance, and I'm just glad the Lord was with me, because at times you never know where their heads are. So we always have to be careful and mindful. And I wanted to share some things because I know God is in the midst of everything. He protects us, but you don't take revenge upon yourself, but you do have to be safe. And I know that many times people come over to this podcast to get inspiration, and I want to inspire, and I want to inspire to transform your life and also inform. So please do not think that if you've left a situation that it's all the way done, because sometimes it's not. Sometimes a person is not finished and they're still very angry. So I want you to always be careful. We're not walking in fear. Now, I want to be clear about that. You're not walking in fear, but you're proactively looking at what you can do to keep yourself safe. God protects you, absolutely, but he also provides services and people that work in certain types of areas to keep you also safe. So I wanted to share that today because it was not just on my heart, but on my head. And I don't want anybody coming into my life. And I was wondering, I'm going to go back to finish that sentence. I didn't want anybody coming into my life and to become harmed because of someone from the past that has a connection with me because of children. I didn't really want that. And I was wondering why I wasn't dating. And it wasn't because I didn't want to. I really did. But then I was really, my subconscious was thinking, don't involve anybody until we figure out some kind of way to really deal with this person, because he is just not a very nice, kind person. So I was really thinking, and my son was, he was just thinking that he messed up the case, and I had to, you know, remind him that he didn't. And it's just hard on the children, because this is something that they shouldn't have to deal with. And of course, I shouldn't have to deal with either. The things that were said and shared through text messages, absolutely just vulgar as can be, and definitely not warm and fuzzy. So I always take heart in the word, because that's where I find my solace, you all. And I hope that you find your solace in the word too, because whether you know it or not, God is always in the midst. He's always there, and he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I found that to be extremely true. I may not know the entire Bible from the front of the cover to the back of the cover, and all the ins and outs of the doctrines and the different things that I'm learning. I'm yet learning more and more as people impart to me and they share to me. I learn and I grow, and that's what we're all doing. But don't think for one second that you can't find peace within God's word, because he's able to take care of everything, and he's big enough for everything. That includes domestic violence. He's big enough to cover that. I know somebody might be listening and you might be in that situation like, he's not big enough. He is big enough to cover and assist you right out of that toxic situation. I know I'm a living witness, and I'm alive today to tell the tale that you can come out of that situation. You don't have to be trapped and stay in that place and wonder, how can you leave? You can start over. It will be hard, absolutely. And I'm not going to tell you on the other side of leaving it's going to be easy, because it won't. It's going to be hard, but it's better to be hard and have peace than to be with someone and be filled with just chaos and just living in pure HE double hockey sticks. You guys will know what that means, but you don't want that. I'd rather be alone with my kids and have peace like I have right now and calm than be with someone because I want to have a relationship and be filled with just tons of chaos and toxicity. During this time, of course, COVID has made this even more challenging for people to leave. But I continue to pray that God would provide ways for people to leave those situations, and to recognize when a person comes into my life that I recognize who they are by the signs that they show, by their mannerisms, all of that. And see, in verse 18, and this is the part that I like as well, all of God's word is great. And it says here, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. We want to live with peace with everyone, but let me tell you guys something. Some people are not going to allow you to be peaceable because they don't like peace. They are here for the chaos. That's what they do. But whatever you can do on your part to have peace, you do that. And if there is a place you need to go or you need to leave, you need to do that. And it can be challenging and hard, but you definitely deserve to be loved and cared for. And it doesn't matter who is not in your corner right now. God's always in your corner. The Lord Jesus Christ, he died for you. He died for your sins. He loves you so much. I know we hear about God's love, but do you know how much he loves you? Do you know that you were created with intention? He didn't just say, hey, I'm just going to make you out of just whatever and you're here. He has a true purpose for you. And as you sit in the relationship or as you sit on your bed or in your own place where you're residing and you're listening to this, listen to my voice and hear that you have a purpose. No matter any of the abuse you've faced, whether it's domestic violence, whether it's molestation, whether it's sexual assault, whether it's rape, whether it's incestual rape, I don't care what it is. God still has a purpose designed for your life to share your message because somebody in this world needs to hear. And if you've gone through something, you can show them the road. So please don't take vengeance upon yourself because it belongs to God. You are not to do that. We are not to take vengeance. We are to really be as peaceable as we can be and also be able to be caring and considerate to our enemies. And some enemies you can be considerate to, and some enemies you need to, and I want to be clear, need to stay away from. Because sometimes when we read the word, sometimes we take it to the literal extreme, like I must be nice and care about every single person, not someone who almost tried to kill you. You pray for them and you leave them alone. You don't want to engage in that. That's serious. That's serious business. So please, please, if you have a situation like that, I want to encourage you to not only just read your word every day and find peace and harmony in God's word for his love for you and how he wants to minister into your heart and your life, but pray that he would give you wisdom and discernment to know when the time is right to leave and where to go and how to move. All of that, please be praying to the Lord so that he can help you with that. Because it's one of the things I don't want ever want to see is that somebody that I know ended up hurt and harmed because they didn't leave. And so they just dealt with something that they didn't need to deal with. God is powerful. He is powerful and he can overcome and help you out of that situation. Like I said, I'm a living testimony. I didn't know how I was going to get out. I felt literally trapped, you all. Trapped inside of a marriage that I couldn't free myself on. I knew I could leave. I just didn't know how. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know where I was going to stay. All those questions came into my mind. But I want to encourage you on today. God's not done with you. He's not finished with you. And like the song goes with Taryn Wells, he's still writing your story. So as you go about your day to day, may you be blessed, motivated, and always, always doing what the Lord has laid upon your heart. This time we live in gets so challenging right now, but keep your head up. Keep a smile on your face, even though the smile sometimes hides our tears and the laughter covers up our cries. Know that God knows to the innermost parts and the depths of your heart and your soul. Remember to delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Find your rest in God. Find your peace in Jesus Christ. Find your guidance with the Holy Spirit, because for all that is out there with the triune God, you know that he's never going to go anywhere, and he's not going to leave you to fend for yourself against the ways of the enemy. So thank you all for tuning in today. I hope you have a blessed day, and I wanted to share with you one resource. Well, maybe a couple more resources. I don't know. For those of you that are in California, I'll share a resource. But I wanted to share some resources, not just one, but a few resources. So register your address, Safe at Home. And that was given to me, so I want to share it with you in case you want to register your address. It is 1-877-322-5227. And they're open from 8 to noon, Monday through Friday. And I'm not sure if that's Pacific Coast time or EST, but 8 to 12, they're open. And then for you guys in California, the Long Beach attorneys, 714-891-8121. They assist with helping you to find someone to assist and help in domestic situations. So there is another one that I want to give, a relocation counseling. It's 1-800-323-3205. And they are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. So definitely check out these resources, and I hope that it will help you. And remember, don't walk in fear. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. So just continue pressing on and pushing through, because God has got you all the way, 100,000% of the time. So thank you so much for tuning in. God bless your hearts. Take care. And I look forward to talking with you guys on tomorrow. God bless.
What's going on? This is Ann Capone, and I don't go a day without listening to God's gift through his word with Tanika Drake. Keep listening.
You are listening to God's gift through his word with your hostess, Tanika Drake. If you enjoy the show here, don't forget to go to the Apple Podcast platform and make sure to leave a review and a 5-star rating so that other listeners can find her. Reviews are the best way for people to know how great she is. You can also go to the CastBox app and leave a comment on her show. Thank you so much for listening. Here's Tanika.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Tanika Drake, T Drake if you prefer, and I'm so glad that you are here tuning in to God's gift through his word. I hope that you will check me out on your favorite podcast platform, wherever you can tune in and download your favorite podcast. Besides that, get in contact with me on social media. You can find me on Instagram, GGTHW, the number 18, LinkedIn, Tanika Drake, Facebook, Tanika Drake, and you can also join the Facebook group, GGTHW. Come in there and share, and I am looking forward to connecting with you on different ways and levels. So tune in, check me out. Also, you can find me at Twitter, God's Gift Through His Word, at Tanika. So go ahead and tweet me, Twitter me, however you want to do it. But let's stay in connection. Let's grow together. Let's share together in the word of the Lord and in inspiration, motivation, and encouragement for one another. So tune in, and every day know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. There is nobody like you. So remember what I always say: to be blessed, motivated, and always inspired to do what God lays on your heart. Take care, and thanks for tuning in.
thank you all for tuning in. Today's episode was brought to you by the gift of finding God's love, guilt and shame turned into my shine. That book can be found on Walmart.com, Amazon.com, and Barnes and Noble. Definitely get your book now. And don't forget, you do not need to be hurt. So be blessed, motivated, and inspired. Happy reading, everyone.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for enjoying my mom's show, God's Gift Through His Word. I hope you guys have a lovely day, and I hope you guys stay tuning into my mom's show.